我想开头的时候请弟兄姊妹先和我一同来读一些主的话。
As we begin, shall brothers and sisters read together with me some of God's word?
我们先看希伯来书第十三章。
Let's first turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书第十三章第七节和第八节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7 and 8.
从前引导你们传神之道给你们的人，你们要想念他们，效法他们的信心，留心看他们为人的结局。耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。
Remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, and considering the result of their conduct, imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
我们再看一处圣经，以西结书第四十章。
Let's turn to another passage, Ezekiel chapter 40.
以西结书第四十章
Ezekiel chapter 40.
我们从第一节读到第三节。
We'll read verses 1 through 3.
我们被掳掠第二十五年，耶路撒冷城被攻破十四年，正在年初月之初十日，耶和华的灵降在我身上，他把我带到以色列地，在神的意象中带我到以色列地，安置在至高的山上，在山上的南边有仿佛一座城建立，他带我到那里，见有一人颜色如同，手拿麻绳和量度的杆，站在门口。
In the 25th year of our exile, at the beginning of the year, on the 10th of the month, in the 14th year after the city was taken, on that same day the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me there. In the visions of God, he brought me into the land of Israel,and set me on a very high mountain, and on it to the south there was a structure like a city. So he brought me there, and behold, there was a man whose appearance was like the appearance of bronze, with a line of flax and a measuring rod in his hand, and he was standing in the gateway.
在以往的日子里
In the past days,
我有很多次的机会到 Houston 来
I had many opportunities to come to Houston.
我每次来的时候，我的心里面都是非常的欢喜。
And every time I came, my heart was full of joy.
因为我想有机会和弟兄姊妹彼此有见面。
Because again, I have another opportunity to meet with brothers and sisters and have some fellowship.
当然，其中有个更大的原因。
But then again, there is a greater reason.
就是可以到 Houston 看看魏弟兄、魏师母。
And that is, I can come to Houston and visit Brother and Sister Wei.
可以跟他们呢一同有点交通。
That I can have some fellowship with them.
但是这一次来
But this time,
心情很沉重。
But this time, my feeling is very low.
直到我无法在肉身中和我们亲爱的弟兄再有交通。
I know that even though in the body I cannot have fellowship with our dear brother.
但是这一两个礼拜
But in these last 2 weeks,
我想起过去很多和我们弟兄在一起交通的这些经历。
I thought of the many experiences I had in sharing with my brother.
当然我也知道在座的弟兄姊妹有很多人啊和魏弟兄都有过美好的接触和交通。
And I know that among many of us, we had much good sharing and fellowship with our brother.
大家也从他得到真的好的属灵的帮助。
And we truly received good spiritual help.
那么我想起在我早年出来服侍的时候。
I remember the early years when I began to serve.
主借着我们亲爱的弟兄给我有非常好的一些帮助。
The Lord, through our brother, has really given me help.
这些帮助对我后期的服侍实在是益处。
And this help in my latter years of service has really been of great benefit.
我曾经听一位年长的弟兄这样说。
In the past, I have heard an elderly brother say.
他说基督徒啊，后期的许多经历都是早年经历的延伸。
That many of the later experiences of a Christian are based upon the roots of the early experiences.
当一个人开始年老的时候，
When a person begins to age,
很多的经历都是过去年轻时候经历的一个延伸。
It's a continuation of the many earlier experiences.
这句话确实一句非常有经验的一句话。
This is a phrase full of experience.
所以我们要特别鼓励在座的青年弟兄姊妹。
So we truly want to encourage the young people among us.
在你们人生啊早期的时候，
In your early years,
要好好的爱主，在主里面多有一些的经历。
Love the Lord and have many experiences in the Lord.
那么等到你们逐渐开始年老的时候，
And as you gradually age,
在里面就会在主面前就会有丰富的收成。
In you, you will have much, you will reap much in the Lord.
我和魏弟兄比较靠近的这个交通，
And in this close fellowship that I had with Brother Wei,
应该是从1969年开始，
began in 1969.
那么在这个之前呢，我们已经认识魏弟兄魏师母。
And before that, I had already known Brother and Sister Wei.
我尤其我的父母跟他们很熟的。
Especially since my parents were very familiar with them.
我那个时候我很年轻。
At that time, I was very young.
所以谈不上什么交通。
So we couldn't really have much fellowship.
等到1969年的时候。
And in the year 1969.
那个时候我蒙召出来全时间侍奉主。
And I was called to full-time ministry for the Lord.
我26岁。
I was 26 years old.
魏弟兄呢，45岁。
Brother Wei was 45 years old.
那么，我感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
在过去的年日里面，有很多弟兄姊妹曾经给我有属灵上的帮助。
In the past years, there have been many brothers and sisters who have helped me spiritually.
有很多帮助呢，都是客观的。
And much help have been objective.
比方说，我们刚才尼托森弟兄、斯百克弟兄。
For example, we just mentioned Brother Washman Nee, Brother T. Austin Sparks.
我从来没见过他们。
I've never met them.
我乃是从他们的书里面得到一些帮助。
But I was helped by their books.
这个是间接的。
And this came end time.
当然，这个帮助也是很大的。
However, this help was great.
但是呢，我和魏弟兄之间的交通，他给我的帮助是一个直接的。
But in the fellowship and the help that I received from Brother Wei was a direct one.
所以那个时候我出来服侍主的时候，
And so when I came out into full-time ministry,
正好魏弟兄他离开台中的家，一个人住在台北。
And he had already left Taizong, and so he was living by himself in Taipei.
所以我不晓得是弟兄们的安排还是他这样的安排，我就跟他住在一起。
I don't know whether it was arrangement of other brothers or himself, but I was living with him.
我们住在同一间屋子里。
We lived in the same room.
两个床做 roommate.
We were roommates. We had two beds there.
你知道那个时候我很年轻。
You know, at that time I was young.
我看魏弟兄他们都是年长弟兄。
And I saw Brother Wei as an elder brother.
是属灵人。
A spiritual man.
是带领我们的。
One who led us.
所以呢，把我跟他摆在一个房间里面睡觉。
And so to place me in the same room to sleep with,
你就知道我的压力多大。
That was such immense pressure.
多紧张啊！
I was so nervous.
我们在一起就一共住了好几个月。
And so we lived in that same room for several months.
这几个月呢，我没有一天睡好觉。
In those few months, I did not have one good night's sleep.
因为我年轻人喜欢睡觉。
And as a young person, I like to sleep.
所以每天晚上睡觉我就很紧张。
But every night when I was asleep, I was nervous.
因为我们要很早起来守晨更。
Because we had to get up early for morning
devotion. 我总怕我都睡过头了。
I was always afraid that I was oversleep.
那个时候呢，我们也没有钱买闹钟。
And I had no money to buy an alarm clock.
所以我每两个钟头就看一下表。
So I was checking my watch every 2 hours.
我一共呢睡过头了。
So that I would not oversleep.
你们要知道，魏弟兄年轻的时候啊。
Do you know that Brother Wei, when he was young,
他在属灵上很认真，很严谨。
He was very disciplined in his spiritual walk.
所以那几个月我真是紧张得不得了。
So during those several months, I was extremely anxious.
我想我总是不能比他 这个晚起床。
Because I thought I could not get up later than him.
但是感谢主。
But I thank the Lord.
我们在一起的生活。
As we live together.
啊，给我带来很多属灵上的好处。
It really benefited me spiritually.
他也跟我很敞开的交通。
And he really shared with me openly.
因为那时候他家不在那里。
Because his family wasn't with him at the time.
所以我们两个人常常。每次一交通就是半夜两三点。
And so every time we had some fellowship, it lasted past midnight, 2-3 a.m.
我就把他心中所有的负担开给你，所以我们两个人谈到半夜两三点。
And so he would always open up himself and share all his burdens and share until 2-3 a.m.
啊，这些实在是一些美好的经历。
And these were great experiences.
那个时候我刚出来侍奉主。
At that time, I just began to serve.
我想有几件重要的事情。
And there were several important things.
这些呢，不仅是我个人的在主面前的学习。
Not only my personal learning before the Lord.
是所有青年弟兄姊妹们在主面前都应该有的好的学习。
But all the learnings that we ought to have as young people.
或者说所有的圣徒都应该有这个学习。
Or to say that some learnings that all saints ought to have.
那么第一个重要学习。
The first learning.
当然是学顺服。
Is to learn to submit or obey.
我记得那个时候。那么同工们大家在一起，他们听了我的蒙召的见证。
I remember at that time as the co-workers were together and heard the testimony of my calling.
那么有人就问说，你有没有什么心愿呢？
And so some people asked me, do you have any desire?
我说呢，我只有一个心愿。
I said, I only have one desire.
我希望呢，前面这两三年呢，不要安排我任何的服事。
I said, I hope that in the first 2-3 years of my service, don't give me any services.
因为我想很多其他那些侍奉主的人，他们出来就进神学院，人家就至少有个4年可以读书嘛。
Because I know that there are other people when they go into seminary, at least they have 3-4 years to study.
我说希望这两三年呢，最好不要安排我任何的服事。
And so I said, I hope that within these next 2-3 years, don't assign me any services.
让我呢能够专心的好好的把圣经读好。
Allow me to focus to read and know God's word.
我就看见有些同工们就在那里暗笑。
And so I saw some coworkers. They were laughing secretly.
果然没过多久啊。
And not long after.
魏迪文就跟我讲。
Brother Wei said to me.
他说你要。起来，在青年聚会里面负责任。
He says you need to rise up and bear responsibility among the young people.
哎，我说我刚刚讲过啊，我有个心愿。
But then I said to him, I just said I have this desire.
魏军说啊，你不要做这个梦。
Brother Wei said, don't dream.
所以有一天晚上。
So one night.
他和我谈到这件事情。
As we were talking about this matter.
我们两个就起了一些的争执。
We had some conflict.
他是一定要把这个责任加给我。
He wanted to give me this responsibility.
我是一定不肯接受。
And I refused it.
所以我们两个人呢，谈到，一直谈到什么？谈到早晨4点钟。
And so we talked and talked until 4 a.m.
哎呀，我就看这个年轻人真是固执。
And Brother Wei said, "Man, this young person is so obstinate."
我们都知道魏弟兄的个性也是很执着的。
And we know that Brother Wei, he is also very straightforward.
他讲了一定要不改变的。
And once he's spoken, it's done.
我就怎么都不肯接受。
But I could not accept it.
那么最后魏弟兄讲了一句话。
And so at the end, Brother Wei said,
弟兄，我告诉你。
Brother, I say to you,
听命胜于献祭。
To obey is better than sacrifice.
你知道那个时候。年纪轻啊，我不服气、啊。
And you know, at that time I was young and I was reluctant.
我说哦，你用圣经的话来压我。
And I said, oh, you're oppressing me with God's word.
我没有讲话，但我不肯接受。
I didn't say anything, but I could not accept it.
天都快亮了。
It was almost daybreak.
我们去睡觉了。
So we had to sleep.
所以我回到房间，我就不肯睡觉。
But I went back to my room and I refused to sleep.
我就跪在床边旁边就祷告。
And I knelt by the bed and I prayed.
那我就听见魏弟兄去上洗手间去刷牙洗脸。
And I heard Brother Wei, he went to the restroom to brush his teeth, wash his face. What did I do as I was kneeling there?
我跟主辞职。
I resigned before the Lord.
我说主我不干了。
I said, Lord, I give up.
我这一点点小小的心愿他们都不肯答应我。
This one small desire, they are unwilling to listen to me.
明天早晨我就卷铺盖回家。
Tomorrow I'm going to pack up and go home.
所以我就在那里祷告，那么你知道主也不讲话了。
And so as I was praying there, the Lord did not speak.
我里面一片的黑暗。
I was in complete darkness.
我等啊等啊等。
I waited and waited.
快6点钟。
I waited until almost 6 a.m.
那么主简单的讲了。
And the Lord said something very simple.
哇，真是有能力。
His word is full of power.
这句话一进来，
as soon as the word came in,
我整个人在主面前就扑倒了。
I had to prostrate myself entirely before the Lord.
我放声痛哭。
And so I knelt and wept.
我说主啊，你看我这个样子。
I said, Lord, look at me.
前天我还说我把自己完全奉献给你。
Just the other day, I said I'm willing to consecrate my entire being to you.
无论遇见什么事，我都愿意顺服。
That no matter what, I'm willing to obey you.
我都愿意接受。
That I'm willing to accept.
弟兄们为我一点点的要求。
And the brothers had just this one request.
看我的奉献多么可怜。
Look at how pitiful my consecration is.
主这么一说话，我气也消了。
So once the Lord had spoken, I had nothing left.
最后一爬起来，天也亮了。
And once I got up, it was already day.
那么后来过了几天之后，
After several days,
我里面有很深的一个责备。
I had a very deep rebuke within me.
我觉得我对年长弟兄对不起。
I felt that I had wronged our elderly brothers.
我不应该跟他这样冲的。
I should not have argued with him.
当然，魏弟兄也很有容忍的心。
And of course, Brother Wei, he had forbearance.
所以有天早晨我们吃早饭的时候，
And so the next morning when we had breakfast,
我就对魏弟兄讲，我说魏弟兄对不起你。
And so I apologized, Brother Wei, I'm sorry.
你要赦免我，我
Please forgive me.
啊，这个太固执。
That I am a very stubborn young person.
魏弟兄啊，这个笑着脸讲了一句话。
And so Brother Wei with a smiling face said,
他真的很有智慧啊。
He truly had wisdom.
他就说啊，这个果子还青呢，不好吃。
He said, this fruit is not yet ripe, it's not good yet.
熟了就好吃了。
Once it's ripe, it's good.
就证明你懂他的话的意思。
Do you understand what he's saying?
他的意思就是说，你这个果子还青的。
He says, you as a fruit, you're unripened, it's not good yet.
熟了就好吃。
Once it's ripe, then it'll be good.
我一辈子也不会忘记。
I'll never forget his words.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
今天主对我们心意也是这样。
The Lord's will for us is the same today.
他希望我们成熟。
He wants us to mature.
所以我最近跟一些的同工们交通。
And so recently I had fellowship with the co-workers.
我们会老。
We will age.
我们不能说我们不怕老。
We can't say that we're unafraid or that we are afraid of being. We all are afraid of growing old.
但是我们要更怕的是不成熟。
But we're most afraid of not maturing.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
基督徒要追求生命的成熟。
Christians need to pursue after becoming mature. 感谢主。Thank the Lord.
在那一次我学到了这个所谓顺服的功课。
At that time, I learned the lesson of obedience.
我知道年轻的弟兄姊妹在教会中最基本上的功课要学习顺服年长弟兄。
Young brothers and sisters, the most fundamental lesson that you need to learn is to obey the leading of the elders.
年幼的顺服年长是神的命令。
For the younger to obey the older, it is God's command.
这个对我日后的服事有很大的影响。
This had a great help to my later years of service.
所以1974年，
so in 1974,
我回台湾结婚，
when I went back to Taiwan and was married,
我跟我的姊妹就回到了洛杉矶。
My wife and I, we returned to LA.
啊，还没有过几天呢。
After several days,
魏弟兄跟另外一位弟兄就来跟我讲说，
Brother Wei and another brother came and said to me,
我们要到温哥华去开工，
that we're going to begin work in Vancouver.
他说我们弟兄们在一起交通的结果最好是你去。
That the results of several brothers' fellowship is that the best idea is for you to go.
你知道那个时候啊，有很多同工们抢着去啊。
At that time, many co-workers, they were fighting over who wanted to go.
我心里想，我是最没有条件。
I said, I have the least least of the conditions to go.
因为什么？第一个，我英文也不够好。
Because my English was not very good.
第二个呢，我也不会讲广东话。
I couldn't speak Cantonese.
那边都是讲广东话。
Because there, most people spoke Cantonese.
所以我心里安息，我想我也不要争，我在那。结果没想到他们要我去。
At first, I thought I'm not going to argue for it. I'm not going to go. But then I didn't realize they wanted me to go.
那我就答应那么好，我去祷告看看。
So I agreed to go and pray.
两个礼拜以后
2 weeks later,
弟兄们问我
The brothers asked me,
你祷告的结果是什么？
What's the results of your prayer?
我说我什么感觉都没有。
I said, I have absolutely no feeling.
但是呢，我说我愿意顺服年长弟兄们的安排。
But I am willing to obey the arrangement of our elder brothers.
你们里面如果清楚，
If you are clear within you,
是出于主，
then it's of the Lord.
我愿意去。
I'm willing to go.
后来他们就把我打发去。
And so they sent me there.
弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
感谢，
thank the Lord.
今天回头看，
So now when I look back,
主的恩典是丰富的，
God's grace is abundant.
青年弟兄姊妹们，
Young brothers and sisters,
要知道顺服是难学的功课。
Know that obedience is a difficult lesson.
但是必须学的功课。
But it is a necessary lesson.
穆安德烈弟兄告诉我们。
And so Brother Andrew Murray tells us.
基督徒的顺服最叫神得荣耀。
And a Christian's obedience gives God the most glory.
感谢。
Thank the Lord.
借着我们的弟兄的手在这里。给我一些的帮助。
Through the hand of our brother, he has helped me.
那个时候好，我接受了这个青年，聚会的责任。
So yes, at that time, I received the responsibility of the looking after the young people.
我根本没有任何的经验。
I had no experience.
所以呢，每个礼拜六晚上我们就有青年聚会。
And every Saturday night, we had young people's meeting.
每次青年聚会，我也不知道要做什么。
And every time we gathered, I didn't know what to do.
啊，虽然我们有一些人呢，大家一起在一起。
Even though there were several of us, we served together. We really didn't know what to do. So one time we were at Brother Wei's home. Because he was our leader.
Our advisor.
And so we were gathered at his home talking about the young people's gathering. And I saw Brother Wei was sitting there. He was very serious, not a smile on his face. And we were talking about what we were going to do, all the things that we were trying to plan. And then we turned to Brother Wei, can we do that? Brother Wei said, go back and pray.
都还没祷告呢，就商量就做了。
You haven't even prayed. How can you discuss and want to do it?
我大家一个个真的就出去了。
So each one of us, we left.
回去之后呢，我们就再准备去祷告。
So each one of us went back before the Lord and prayed.
我记得好像大概中间有一次我们祷告了，哎呀，得到一点感觉。
And so I do remember at one point.
哎呀，我说好啊，赶快再去找。到魏弟兄家跟他交通了。
At one point we had prayed and we had some leading, so we all decided we're going to go back to Brother Wei's home and fellowship.
我们讲完之后。
And after we shared.
你看那天他还是没有表情。
Still that day he had no expression on his face.
讲完他说回去祷告。
He said, go back and pray.
无可奈何我们回去了，知道。
So we had to go back.
哇，那个时候对我们压力真的大得不得了。
There was such immense pressure.
每一个礼拜六，青年弟兄姊妹就问我，你下礼拜要做什么？
Every Saturday night, the young people ask us, what are we going to do next week?
我说我不知道。
I said, I don't know.
他说你啊，至少要事先几天告诉我们你要做什么。
The young people said, at least several days before, you need to tell us what we're going to do.
那么我们才能够知道怎么预备嘛。
Then we can know how to prepare.
我每次都是到了礼拜六，有时候预备到晚上七点钟来了一点感觉，晚上就这么聚会。
Oftentimes, I would prepare until even Saturday night, 7 p.m. before I had a little bit of leading.
所以这边也给我们压力。
So this, on this side, we had pressure.
哎呀，真是苦得不得了。
And we felt so bitter.
我跟另外一个青年同工，我们两个人住在一起。
And I was living with another young coworker.
我们就拼命地祷告了一个月。
We prayed hard for a full month.
终于啊，好像摸到一点路了。
And finally, we felt we had a way.
很高兴。
We were full of joy.
我就跟那个弟兄讲，我说这样，哎呀，他也很高兴。好了。这个很清楚了。
And so we told another younger brother, and he was full of joy, and he said, yes, this is clear. This must be of the Lord.
我马上召集侍奉聚会，又到了魏弟兄家。
Immediately we called another service meeting and gathered at Brother Wei's home.
魏弟兄还是坐在那里。
Brother Wei again sat there.
那天呢，你知道，我呢，心里想了，讲一点感动的话，先打动他嘛。
And I thought in my heart that I need to speak some words of persuasion and move his heart first.
我就尽量讲，我说这一个月我多苦多苦多苦多苦。
And so I said to Brother Wei, this month I have suffered so much.
我一天祷告几个钟头，多认真多认真。
I've been so diligent in praying for hours every single day.
我就偷看看魏弟兄，他脸上还是没表情。
And I snuck a look at Brother Wei, he still had no expression on his face.
我说啊，祷告一个地步。终于圣灵给我感动了。
I said I prayed to such a point where the Holy Spirit finally gave me something.
这个绝对是出于主的。
This must be of the Lord.
啊，我就可以吗
？And I said to Brother Wei, is this okay?
张干，回去祷告。
Again, go back and pray.
你知道吗？他这句话一出来啊
，As soon as he said this,
哇，我看见所有青年弟兄姊妹的脸都绿了。
I saw that all the young people's faces turned green.
哇，我这个好像里面整个这个血气被。降不起来，被激起来了。
And all of a sudden, my temper rose up within me.
我心里想，怎么是这样的？
I said, how can this be?
所以我从 弟兄家出来的时候，个个垂头丧气。
So each one of us, as we left Brother Wei's home, we all hung our heads in disappointment, and we were all very sad.
我说学功课我们也愿意学了。
We said yes, we're willing to learn our lessons.
那总要做点合理的事吧。
But God must be reasonable, right?
这样压着我们怎么弄了
？Under such pressure, what can we do?
后来呢，我们还。找了另外一个年长的同工去说情。
And so we asked another elder co-worker to persuade, do the work of persuasion. I remember very clearly.
他们两个人在那个房间里面谈话谈论的时候。
That when the two brothers were there discussing.
这个弟兄就一直劝我，说这样可以了，你应该。我就说不行。
The other co-worker kept telling Brother Wei, trying to persuade him that this is okay. And Brother Wei said, no, it's not okay.
我听他在那里的有一句话，我到现在还记得。
And I heard him say something I still remember today.
他说我宁可毁掉一个聚会，要成全一个器皿。
I'd rather get rid of one meeting to establish one vessel.
那个时候呢，我们总感觉到觉得好像这个有点，过了啊。
At that time, we felt that this perhaps was too much, or it had passed.
但是弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
我知道我们的弟兄因为爱我们。
I know that because our elder brother loves us,
他用一点严厉的手来做对付的工作。
He used a severe hand to deal with us.
你知道，我们青年弟兄姊妹啊，很多都是像这个玻璃花瓶。
You know, many of us young people were like glass vases.
碰不得的。
You can't touch it.
一碰就破了。
As soon as you touch it, you're fragile and break.
我们很容易灰心的。
We're so easily disappointed and disheartened.
我们的弟兄靠着主的恩典。
But our elderly brother, according to God's grace,
他用一个非常严厉的手做了一件事情。
He used a very severe hand to work.
认识魏弟兄人都晓得。
If you know Brother Wei, you know.
我们的弟兄是一个很谨慎，是一个祷告的人。
That our brother, he is one who is a man of prayer.
他大多事情都是祷告过，祷告再祷告。
In all matters, he would pray, pray, and pray again before he would make a decision.
所以。到后来我感谢我的主。
So at the end, I thank our Lord.
我们的弟兄在这一次里面让我们所学的功课。
In this lesson, our brother has taught us.
让我在日后所有的侍奉里面。
In all of my following years of service.
取一个谨慎的态度。
Has given me a very watchful attitude.
所以到以后我出来服侍在各地。承担一点责任的时候
And so as I began to serve in different locations and have bore responsibility
我知道任何一个冲动的这个感觉出来都要非常的谨慎
I know that any feelings of impulse that I have I must be extremely watchful
即使是一个非常好的意念出来了
Even if it's a very good idea
你人就需要在主面前好好的祷告。
Still, you need to pray much before the Lord.
在后来的侍奉中，主保守我比较少能犯错误。
And so, in my later years of service, then I had less errors before the Lord.
我们弟兄的苦心。
Because of our brother's discipline.
实在给我带来非常好的帮助。
Has greatly helped me.
你知道，今天我们跟随主。
And so today, as we follow the Lord,
我们有时候很多是很冲动的。
Oftentimes, we're so impulsive.
我们一有了一个什么感觉，我们立刻就去做了，对不对
？As soon as we have a feeling, we do it.
我们的弟兄教导我们。
Our brother has taught us.
你要谨慎。
Be careful.
你要祷告到清楚。
Pray until you are clear.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
这个对我们来讲都是非常大的益处。
These are of great benefit.
我真是满心的感谢。
And so I'm full of thanks to the Lord.
那么当然刚出来的时候我要读圣经啊。
And so of course when I began to serve, I needed to read the Bible.
我一直很想找一些读经的方法。
I really wanted to find some methods of reading the Bible.
我只要看见谁啊稍微能够解释点圣经能解释点主的话我就立刻去请教你怎么读圣经。
If I found somebody who is able to explain the Bible well, I wanted to go and ask for some help.
所以呢有一次我也请教到魏弟兄。
So one time I asked Brother Wei.
我说魏弟兄啊，你给我一点读经方法。
And so I said to Brother Wei, give me some Bible study methods.
啊，你是怎么读圣经的
？How do you read the Bible?
他说、啊、弟兄啊。
He said, brother.
读经的方法就是去读。
The method of reading the Bible is to read.
我说这是什么方法
？I said, what type of method is that?
谁都知道要读嘛，对不对
？Everybody knows you need to read.
读经的方法就是去读。
He says to read the Bible is to read.
然后他就告诉我。
And then he told me.
你只要有恒心的把圣经读个二十年
Fervently read the Bible for 20 years
以后呢，这些参考书啊，翻一翻就可以。
Then later on, just flip through some commentaries.
今天回头来，我能说我们弟兄所说的是真的。
Now I can say what my brother has said is true.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
其实读经最好的方法是去读。
The best way to read the Bible is to read it.
所以你看，我们弟兄一直到最终的情况。还在读圣经。
So we see our dear brother at the very end, he was still reading God's word.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
许多弟兄姊妹们，他们在主面前呢，一些好像很简单的经历，却是非常宝贵的。
It seems as if some of their simple experiences, they're so precious.
还有一个在侍奉上的学习。
Another lesson in service.
我那个时候年纪轻嘛，出来侍奉主啊，总是会有情绪上的一些问题。
Because I was young, of course, I had some difficulty with my emotions.
有时候遇见不顺利的挫折事情就很灰心，也没有喜乐。
Because I had encountered some difficulties, I would be disappointed and I lost my joy.
也没什么安息的感觉。
And I had no sense of rest.
但有时候人家请我们就传福音呢。
But at that time, we had to go up and share the gospel. We had to meet non-believers.
所以我们就在那讲说，你要信耶稣，信了耶稣就有喜乐，就有平安。
And we had to tell the non-Christians, believe in Jesus. When you believe in Jesus, you will have peace, you will have joy.
每次回到家里，我就觉得我很虚伪。
But every time I go home, I felt so disappointed.
我自己也不平安，也不喜乐，我怎么告诉人家平安喜乐
？Because I had no peace, I had no joy. How could I tell other people to have peace and joy?
我就讲，我以后不要传福音了。
And so I told Brother Wei, I don't want to go share the gospel anymore.
我说我太虚伪了。
Because I'm such a hypocrite.
我里面没有平安，没有喜乐，我怎么就告诉人家平安喜乐呢
？I have no peace and joy. How can I tell others to have peace and joy?
我就说哈。
So Brother Wei said,
弟兄啊，你不是传自己。
Brother, you're not sharing yourself.
你是传主耶稣。
You're sharing Jesus.
意思说，
Meaning,
你不喜乐，你不平安，主耶稣可喜乐可平安了。
Even you have no peace and joy, but Jesus has peace and joy.
哎，这个一年一来，我都觉得很好。
But once this idea came, I thought it was good.
所以自己以后呢，我不平安不喜乐，我就告诉人家，主耶稣可以给你平安喜乐。
So even though I had no peace and joy, I told people now Jesus can give you peace and joy.
弟兄姊妹，不仅是这么一个。意念在我里面有帮助。
Brothers and sisters, not only this idea gave me help,
并且在以后的侍奉里面。
But later on in my service,
你知道我们有时候侍奉上会遇见很多难处。
You know, in our service, we will encounter problems.
有时候我们心情不好，有压力。
We are down and we have pressure and stress.
我们就会显在脸上。
It shows up on our face.
所以你看见有时候侍奉聚会的时候，有的弟兄。姊妹进来那个脸黑黑的呢。
So during our service meeting, sometimes when brothers and sisters come into the room, we see that their faces are dark.
不高兴。
Because I'm not happy right now.
还有人告诉我，我是真人。
And some,
我不要虚假。
And some people say, I'm a real person, I'm not fake.
我不高兴，让你看到你。
If I'm unhappy, you can see I'm unhappy.
但是你知道，从那些事情以后，我学了一个功课。
But from after that time on, I learned a lesson.
我即使我里面有很多的重担，很多压力，很多难处。
Even though I have such burdens and pressure and difficulty and problems within.
侍奉，我要去和弟兄姊妹聚会的时候。
But when I need to serve, when I need to gather with the saints.
我回到主的跟前。
I return back to the Lord.
我说主啊。
I say, Lord.
是的，这些困难压力在我的身上。
Yes, these difficulties and pressures are upon me.
但是，你要给我一个恩典。
But please give me grace.
让我每一次聚会时候，让弟兄姊妹看见我的笑脸。
That every time I get together with brothers and sisters, may they see my smiling face.
我不要用苦脸去对着我的弟兄姊妹。
I don't want to have a sour look on my face to meet brothers and sisters.
对不对？
It's not a good testimony.
虽然我里面很苦啊。
Even though yes, within.
我里面很难呐。
There's so many difficulties, problems.
但是每一次聚会的时候。
But every time I gather with the saints.
我求主给我有笑容。
I ask the Lord to give me a smile.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这个不是虚伪
，This is not fake，
这是我们基督徒的经历
，It's our true experience。
我们可以过这样的生活的
，We can live such a life。
感谢主
，Thank the Lord。
所以每次想起啊，过去跟魏弟兄在一起早年的一点点的这些学习
，So every time I think about some of the early lessons I learned with Brother Wei，
我里面总是充满了感激。
My heart is full of thanksgiving.
不仅感谢我的主啊,
Not only to thank my Lord,
也感激我们年长的弟兄,
but to thank my elderly brother.
因为这些最根基的一些的经历,
Because all of these very foundational lessons and experiences are very important.
所以从这些根源开始, 逐渐以后在经历中逐渐的发展, 的确给我 个人在侍奉生活中带来很多的祝福。
And so from these roots, as I grew, all of these things that I have learned have brought me much blessing.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
在希伯来书里面
In the book of Hebrews,
使徒们勉励我们
The apostles, they are encouraging us.
他说那些从前引导你们传神之道给你们的人你们要想念他们
They are exhorting us, remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, to consider them.
当然这个想念不仅是情感上的一种想念
Of course, this remembering is not one just of emotion.
也不仅仅是记得这些人所给我们的好处
And not just remembering all the benefits that they gave to us.
他这个想念还有另外一方面的意义是一个提醒
There is another aspect of this remembering that is a reminder.
我们需要学效学的效法他们
That is that we are to remember to imitate them
对他们的为人和侍奉
How they lived and their, how they served
因为主借着他们给我们的一些印象
Because the Lord has already given us an impression through them
所以我早年的时候
And so in my early years
有时候在侍奉上面呢遇见困难的时候
When I encounter problems in my service
我遇见一些事情的时候
Or encounter some issues
我有时候就会想说如果这件事情呢保罗在这里他会怎么处理
I would think if Apostle Paul were here how would he handle it
因为我们知道在新约圣经里面保罗是一个有经验的工人
We know that in the New Testament Paul was a worker with much experience
因为到这个时候我自己不知道怎么处理
Because at that time I didn't know what to do
我很怕处理错对不对
I'm really afraid of making a mistake
可以想想如果保罗在他怎么处理
So if Paul were here what would he do
当然更好的是如果主耶稣在这里他怎么处理
And even better if the Lord Jesus were here what would he do
但是你知道我们人有人的软弱
But you know that we as humans we have our weaknesses
很多的时候我们还不太会怎么完全依靠主呢
We sometimes we don't know how toentirely rely on the Lord. So the Bible has given us many characters. These many characters are also a help to us.
那么亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
魏弟兄在 Houston 服侍了将近三十年
Brother Wei has served here in Houston for about 30 years.
我相信他的这个形象是深植在弟兄姊妹心里
I believe that his image has left a very deep impression in all of our hearts.
我们非常想念他
We truly miss him.
但是在往后的生活侍奉里面
But in all the following years of service in life, sometimes you can think,
这些事情来的时候
when issues come,
如果是魏弟兄在这里
if Brother Wei were here,
他会怎么处理
how would he deal with it?
在侍奉上也是一样
same in service.
如果魏弟兄在这里
if Brother Wei were here,
他会怎么做
what would he do?
弟兄姊妹不要以为这个好像只是一个思想
don't think that this is just an idea.
这会对我们带来非常大的帮助。
But this will greatly help us.
那么在这里呢，使徒们告诉我们效法人的什么信心。
What does the apostle say here? To imitate their faith.
不是效法他的行为和做法。
Don't imitate their behavior or what they do.
因为一个世代一个世代过来。
Because after every generation,
我们会遇见不同的情况。
We will encounter different situations.
但是呢，那个信心对神的依赖，这个是不能更改。改变的原则。
But the faith and the reliance upon God is an unchangeable principle.
我们要效法人的信心。
We must imitate man's faith.
那今天很多神的儿女们呢
？Among many of God's children,
很多时候是效法人外面的作为。
We imitate outward behavior.
效法一些做法。
We imitate different methods.
这个不对。
That is incorrect.
你要效法人怎么依靠主。
We must imitate how man relies on the Lord.
我们知道历史不会重演。
We know that history cannot read the history.
往后弟兄姊妹遇见的问题
The problems that the saints have encountered in the past
过去魏弟兄所遇见问题是不一样的
The problems that Brother Wei had encountered in the past were different.
但是他怎样运用信心
But how he used faith and
walked through it. 保罗怎样依靠信心
How Paul used faith
从难处里面过来的
And how he had gone through those difficulties.
我们看见哥林多的弟兄姊妹对保罗是很不好的
We see that the Corinthian brothers and sisters dealt with Paul very poorly.
但是圣经记载你看保罗对哥林多弟兄姊妹的那个态度实在是一个美好的榜样对不对
But the Bible shows that the attitude that Paul had was a great example to us
哎呀他们呢对保罗的批评论断很厉害的
The judgment that they passed towards Paul was very severe
他们说保罗这个人气貌不扬
They said that Paul is a very rough character
不是 character 样子不好看
That he was not a very good looking person
其实就是表面就是说保罗长得不好看
To say he was ugly
这个翻译好 因为我看过他们那个保罗的画像。
I have seen pictures that they have taken, that they have drawn of Paul.
那个个子矮矮的, he's short, 背驼驼的,
he's hunched over.
那个样子有点萎缩的,
and he looks very...
不是我们想象的保罗高大。
He's not a giant, he's not large.
弟兄姊妹们, 所以哥林多人看不起。
And so the Corinthians could not look upon him.
听他讲道的更不喜欢。
And they really did not like his preaching.
说他言语粗俗。
They said that his preaching is very...
rough.
So he had a rough... his words were not...
都没有一点文雅的气质。
His words were not refined.
也不会用一些什么很高格的规格的一些的词句。
He did not use very high and lofty phrases. He was not eloquent.
讲话那么直冲直冲的。
He was very rough in his speech. They didn't like it.
哇，他写信来更是受不了，很重啊。
And when he wrote letters, they couldn't stand his
heavy words.
所以你看见保罗在教会侍奉中遇见难处了，对不对？ And so we see Paul, he encountered problems in the church. People were treating him in this way.
保罗是怎么样应付这些难处？
So how did Paul deal with these difficulties?
圣经记载有榜样的。
So the Bible gives us these examples.
我们可以从这里面也得帮助。
And so sometimes we are benefited and helped.
我们要效法人，在这样一个逆境，在这样一个困难里面，怎样用信心依靠神。
We need to imitate how man in difficulty how they relied upon the Lord in faith.
保罗怎样舍己？
How Paul was self-sacrificial.
他全心依赖神。
How he completely relied on the Lord.
并且在这么一个混杂情况里。
In such a chaotic situation, how he held fast to the Lord to move forward.
从来都不改变,
never changed.
啊, 弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
所以感谢神啊,
so we thank the Lord.
因为很多时候啊, 叫我们直接依靠主, 这个依靠主这个话是对的。
Yes, oftentimes when we directly rely on the Lord, to rely on the Lord, these words are true.
主深知我们的软弱,
God knows and he can overcome our weaknesses.
所以有很多时候他体恤我们,
so that he will be mindful of us.
爱主的弟兄姊妹做榜样，给我们一些鼓舞。
He will use brothers and sisters who love the Lord as examples to encourage us.
因为这是你直接的经历了。
Because these are our direct experiences.
比较能运用了。
So we can use this.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters, we thank our Lord.
所以在希伯来书里面，
and so here in the book of Hebrews,
告诉我们这一些曾经帮助过我们的人，
so for these people who have helped us in the past,
我们要效法他们的信心。
We must imitate their faith.
留心看他们为人的那个结局。
Considering the result of their conduct.
啊, 这个结局很重要。
Their conduct is very important.
很多基督徒啊,
many Christians,
开头时候跑得很好。
They begin the run, the race well.
到最后结局不好。
But at the end, the result is not good.
但圣经呢, 很注重我们这个人的结局。
The Bible, it really does consider our result.
那么这说明一件什么事情呢？
What does it say?
说明我们神人就是有恩典的。
It says that our God is one of grace.
他宽容我们。
He has such forbearance.
他给我们有转变的机会。
He gives us the opportunity to change.
我们也看见有些基督徒开头不好。
Many Christians, they don't begin well.
哎, 到后来是越来越好。
But at the end, they become better and better.
到主来的时候，光去见主之后，光景更好。
And so right before they meet the Lord, their condition is very good.
你看大卫的经历也是这样。
We see that in David.
大卫当然开头早年时候情况很好。
In the early years of David, his condition was good.
但是呢，后来呢，当了王之后犯了重大的错误。
But then when he became king, he made a great sin.
对不对啊？那光景是变得不好了。
That condition was very bad.
啊，那么我们知道大卫这个人起。 天然的感情太丰富。
We know that David's natural emotions were too much.
胜不过他自己天然的这个情感。
He could not overcome his own lust.
结果变成邪情私欲的东西。
And then it became adultery.
但是你看到了晚年的时候。
But then in his later years,
他的光景就变得非常的美好。
His condition became very good.
以色列中最美的女子给他，他也不要。
And even the most beautiful Israelite woman to get word presented to him, he didn't want it.
证明他的生命成熟。
It meant that his life had now matured. Because the result was good.
所以神能称赞他。
And so God could praise him, saying,
大卫是一个合我心意的人。
David was a man after my own heart.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
今天我们要知道这个结局非常重要。
We know that the result is very important.
在传道书第七章第八节有这样的话。
In Ecclesiastes, it has this phrase.
他说事情的终局, 强如事情的起点。
Ecclesiastes
是吧？这第七章第八节。
Chapter 7, verse 8. It it says, the end of a matter is better than its beginning.
所以我们要注重那个结局。
So we need to pay attention to the result, the end.
也许弟兄姊妹，我们过去的生活跟随主的光景不好。
In the past, if your condition has not been good.
但是你活着就是机会。
But you live, you have an opportunity.
所以主不是单言。
Our God, He is not.
他是宽容我们。
He has forbearance.
他给我们机会呢。
He is not delaying. He's giving us opportunity.
所以每一个人呢，弟兄姊妹都可以把你的结局啊，把它弄好一点。
So you all have an opportunity to change your result.
所以不要灰心
So don't give up.
也不要丧志
And don't be disappointed.
我们要知道我们每一个人都有结局
Know that all of us, we have an end result.
所以圣经用很多人物的例子告诉我们
So the Bible, through many characters, through their examples, tell us.
教会历史上有许许多弟兄姊妹们的传记告诉我们
In church history, there are so many biographies that tell us.
有很多人到最后他们的结局这是非常的完美。
There are so many people, their end result was so beautiful.
所以希伯来书的作者鼓舞我们，劝我们，要效法这些。
And so the author of Hebrews is exhorting us and encouraging us to imitate this.
但是希伯来书哈
，However in Hebrews,
十三章的第八节是很重要的。
Verse 8 of chapter 13 is very important.
他说耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远都是一样的。
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
这里告诉我们说呢。
Here it tells us.
只有主耶稣基督呢是一个绝对的标准。
Only our Lord Jesus is the absolute standard.
是一个永不改变的一个标准。
He is a never-changing standard.
因为什么东西啊如果昨日今日一直到永远都一样那么它就是一个不变的一个标准。
Because anything that is the same yesterday, today, and forever, it is an unchanging standard.
所以你如果要你的结局好
，And so if you want your end result to be good,
你必须用主耶稣作为你的准则标准。
You must use the Lord Jesus as your model and your standard.
那么在历史上的这些人物
，For all of the characters of history,
他们的结局所以好。
The reason why their end result was good
就是在他们一生的年日里面
was that in their years
他们在每一件事情上面都以主耶稣作为他们的准则
It is because in every single thing the Lord Jesus was their standard
只有你在生活中处处事事用他做标准
In every single daily matter if the Lord Jesus is your standard
你才可能建立起怎么样一个好的一个结局
Then you are working your way to establishing a good end result.
所以我们这些日子大家思念我们的弟兄
So in these days as we are remembering our brother,
很多弟兄姊妹都为着他的结局在主面前感谢
So many of us are giving thanks to the Lord for our brother's end result.
哎呀，我这两天跟弟兄们在一起啊，我说我羡慕得不得了
So these few days as I'm with the brothers, I say I admire it so much.
我们的弟兄能有这么一个好的结局去见主
Our brother has such a good result in meeting the Lord.
我的结局如何我还不敢讲。
I can't say what my end result will be.
弟兄姊妹你的结局如何如何我们也不敢讲。
And we can't say what your end result will be.
希望我们都能够有美好的结局最后来见我们的主。
But we hope that we will all have a beautiful and good end result before we meet the Lord.
如何能建立起一个好的结局呢
？So how can you have a good end result?
你跟随主要跟随得更紧一点。
Follow the Lord closely.
我们都很清楚。
We're all very clear.
在圣经里面
，that in the Bible，
神是用他的儿子作为一个标准的。
God uses His Son as the standard.
他是我们的形象。
He is our model.
他呢？也是我们生活言行的一个尺寸。
He is also the measurement of our daily life and our speech.
我们的主在我们的身上，大事小事都可以用它来测量。
In all matters, great and small in our daily life, we can use our Lord Jesus as a measurement.
没有任何的人事物可以作为绝对的标准。
Not one person or thing can be that absolute measurement.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们的人生呢，本来是很混乱的。
In our lives, originally it was full of chaos.
世界给我们很多标准，对不对？
The world gives us so many standards.
但是我们看这个标准天天在变。
And these standards are changing every day.
今天这样，明天又那样。
One day it's this, another day it's that.
哇，把人类的社会搞得非常混乱。
Society is so chaotic.
我们也是一样，今天这个标准过两年又是另外一个标准。
We're the same. One day we're like this, and another day we'll have a different standard.
那么我们作为基督徒，现在我们要记得。
But as Christians, we must remember.
神已经把他的儿子赐给我们。
God has already given His Son to us.
就耶稣基督是昨日、今日、一直到永远都是一样的。
Only Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
所以唯有他是一个绝对的标准。
And so only He is the absolute standard.
我们今天的生活侍奉完全根据他。
And so our daily life and service is according to Him.
那么有人问说，那么我们怎么用这个标准呢？
And so some may ask, how do we use the standard?
很多时候我们也知道啊。主耶稣是我们的标准呢、啊。
Yes, we do know our Lord is our standard.
我们也常常听见弟兄姊妹讲说，耶稣基督是一切问题的解答。
And we hear brothers and sisters say that our Lord Jesus is the answer to every single question.
但是问题来了还是解答不了。
But here's the question, we still can't answer it.
啊，有些弟兄姊妹说，耶稣基督是一切问题的解答，眼睛一张开还是问题。
And so we would close our eyes and we say, yes, the Lord Jesus is the answer to this question. We open our eyes and there's still the question.
弟兄姊妹们，神把这个标准给我们，你要会用。
And so the Lord has given us a standard. We need to know how to use it.
但是我们对主说我们不会用。
So we say to the Lord, we don't know how to use it.
是，我们是不会用。
Yes, we don't know how.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
他就差遣圣灵住在我们的里面。
He has sent us the Holy Spirit who lives in us.
圣灵住在我们里面做什么呢？
What does the Holy Spirit do when He lives in us?
圣灵就是按照基督的标准呢、啊，在我们每天的生活中间来带领我们。
The Holy Spirit is leading us every single day according to the measurement and standard of Jesus.
无论生活侍奉，他都用基督的标准在带领我们。
In every single matter, whether it's in your daily living or in service, He is using the Lord Jesus as a standard.
我们要知道，只有符合于基督尺寸的才能被神接纳。
Everything that is measured according to the Lord Jesus can be accepted by God.
啊，你就好像盖房子一样。
Just like when you're building a house.
今天我们在美国，我们晓得你房子盖起来住，你还不能马上搬进去住的。
We know that here in the U.S., after you build a house, you cannot immediately move in.
政府要派一个什么？派一个 inspector 来。
The government, they send out an inspector.
啊，那个 inspector 就根据这个蓝图来量量这里弄弄。看看你们照着标准，对不对？
They will measure according to the blueprint to see whether or not you are up to the standards, up to code.
啊，这个标准不合，像我们从前我们盖那个新的会所一样，那个标准不合，你不能用。
If you're not up to code, then you cannot use this building.
一直等到你整个的所有的尺寸都符合于你设计的标准，他才让你进去。
Once everything is up to code and up to the measurement that is set by the blueprint, then you can move in.
我们知道今天圣灵在我们里面也是这样。
Today is the same way when the Holy Spirit is inside of us.
在许多的事情上面，他按照基督的标准在带领我们。
In many matters, He is leading us according to the measurement of Christ.
如果你做的不符合那个尺寸
，If you are doing something not according to that measurement,
你今年不合格。
And today, then you are not eligible.
他明年又来检查。
Then he will inspect again next year.
明年不行再来。
And if it's not up to code, he'll inspect again.
弟兄姊妹，你们记得有些功课我们学了十几年才学会的。
You know, there are some lessons we learned for decades.
圣灵不放弃。
The Holy Spirit will not let us go.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他左感动右感动，我们赶来赶去也不动，是吧？
He moves us to the right, to the left, and we just don't move.
哎呀，我们这个顺服他真的好顺服很困难。
And sometimes obeying is just so hard.
但是他因为爱的缘故。
But because of love.
在我们的里面从不放弃。
Within us, he doesn't let us go.
我在这里有一个重要的点我们需要知道。
But here there's a very important point we need to know.
我们所以不能符合于基督的尺寸和标准。
The reason why we cannot measure up to the measurement of Jesus Christ.
那个最大的原因就是人的己。
The greatest reason is because of ourself.
你知道我们的己啊，是很喜欢立标准的。
Ourself.
喜欢立标准。
We like to be our own standard.
我们喜欢定标准。
We like to set our own standard.
啊，你看，我们在家里啊，我们这个有时候啊，给太太定个标准。
We set a standard for our wife.
给丈夫定个标准。
We set a standard for our husband.
啊，对孩子们定标准。
We set another standard for the children.
就是在教会里面，我们也定个标准。
And at church, we also set another standard.
啊，所以今天我们看见这个世界很混杂。
And so we see in this world it's so chaotic.
所以一个基督徒呢
？So for a Christian,
如果要能够让圣灵把基督的标准带到我们的生活里。
If you allow the Lord Jesus to be that standard in your life, then that self must be cast out. That is why he says that we must carry our cross and follow him. Why must you deny yourself? We think denying ourselves is such suffering, is such sacrifice and cost, costly. It's because the Lord wants to move aside your standard so that he can bring in the standard of Christ. The Holy Spirit is doing this work. And so once the Holy Spirit brings in the standard of Christ, then you find that his grace is so abundant in blessing you. So brothers and sisters, in service, often, in our daily life and in our services, so often we are unable to bring in the standard of Jesus. And we lose out on his grace. It's such a sad matter. The Bible reminds us often. We just read the book of Ezekiel.
神的那座城啊,
there, God was building a city.
永世以来的荣耀的心意,
this is God's will in future to come.
当神把以西结带到这座城跟前的时候,
and so as God was bringing Ezekiel to the city,
首先就让他看见一个如铜的人拿着量度的杆站在门口,
there he showed Ezekiel a man whose appearance like the appearance of bronze with a measuring rod in his hand.
你从40章以后往下读,
and so after chapter 40,
哇, 你就看见神对于他的家的那个尺寸讲究啊, 是非常讲究。
You will see the detail to which God talks about in the measurement of the city.
我每次读到那里都读得头昏眼花的。
Every time I read about this, it's so much.
但是呢, 神是一寸, 神也不会放弃。
But God will not let go of even one inch.
必须符合于他儿子的尺寸。
Because it must be according to the measurement and standard of his son.
所以他手中两个量度的杆,
and so he had two tools in his hand.
一个是, 绳子,
one was a line of flax.
另外一个是尺, 杆子,
the other was a measuring rod.
这告诉我们大的事情是用基督来测量。
And so it tells us in great matters, Christ Jesus is the standard.
小的事情也是用基督来测量。
Even in small matters, he also uses Jesus to do the measurement.
所以有人讲说, 这个大的绳子呢, 就是以弗所书的前一半。
And so some say that the large line, a measuring line, is the first part of Ephesians.
那个杆子就是以弗所书的后一半。
That the measuring rod, the smaller one, is the latter part of Ephesians.
神关于整个教会的建造必须按照他的标准。
Yes. Everything in building up of the church has to be according to his standard.
每一个基督徒个人的生活也要按照基督徒的标准。
Every individual Christian's life is also according to the standard of Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
如果我们能按照基督的准则尺寸活在神的跟前,
if we are living before God according to the measurement of Christ,
那么将来我们的结局就会非常的美好。
Then our end result will be very good.
我们要学会听圣灵的声音。
So we must learn to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
学会跟从他的带领。
And learn to follow his leading.
你知道教会历史的悲剧,
you know, some of the tragedies of church history has happened according to this, in this matter. We know that in the early church, they did not have the New Testament yet. It wasn't until after 380 years AD that we had the New Testament. Not like today, we have the complete New Testament.
那么他们 怎么样在教会中定准则呢?
So how did they set the standard in the church?
圣经让我们看见是耶稣基督的显现。
We see that it is appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ.
使徒们是根据耶稣基督的显现。
The apostles went according to the appearing of our Lord Jesus.
他们不仅解开旧约的圣经,
not only did they explain all of the Old Testament,
也解开一切侍奉上的难处,
but also explained all of the difficulties in service.
最早起初他们是以基督只有以基督为准则的。
So at the early church, only the Lord Jesus, he was the standard.
所以那个时候神还没有把新约圣经给他们,
so even though they did not have the New Testament, but God has already given them the standard.
神也把圣灵赐给他们了,
God has already given them the Holy Spirit.
根据圣灵,
so they followed the Spirit,
根据耶稣基督,
and followed the Lord Jesus.
那么就把一切 旧约的话解开。
So they could explain and understand all of the Old Testament.
使徒的教训。
So the teaching of the apostles.
在初期的教会里面代替了主的话。
In the early church, it brought in.
其实呢，也
就是主的话。Actually, it is the Lord's words.
所以初期的教会光景被建立的。非常的美丽。
And so we see that the early church, it was established in a very beautiful way. It was extremely glorious.
各个使徒都有美好的结局。
Every apostle had a beautiful end.
但是使徒之后呢?
However, after the time of the apostles,
到了教父的时代,
when it came to the time of the church
fathers, 我们看见情况就大不相同了。
We see that the condition was extremely different.
那么这些教父们呢?他们个个都是爱主的人。
Each one of the church fathers, they loved the Lord.
但是呢，他们却只注重道理。
But they only paid attention to doctrine.
只注重做法。
To method.
只注重一些制度。
They paid attention to position.
结果我们看见整个教会就开始有了大的偏差。
And so we see that there was a great deviation in the church.
这个是一个很大的矛盾。
This is a great paradox.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们不能嘴巴光讲说你要爱主，爱主。
We can't just use our mouths and say, you love the Lord, More importantly, how is the Lord Jesus being the standard of your life? And so how important is John 14?
他说有了我的命令又遵守的这人就是爱我的。
The one who loves me is the one who keeps my command.
你这个意思很简单就是你在你的生活中你会听主的命令你意思会照着他的话做照着他的准则行事的时候呢，你才是一个真正爱神的人。
That is in every single matter and in your service, if you are following his command, then you are the one who loves him.
这个不是光是你一个情感上的表示。
Not just how you are expressing your emotions.
我们常常落到这个耶利米所说的那个光景。
Oftentimes we fall into the condition of what is spoken in Jeremiah.
我们的口啊，向主多显爱情。
With our mouths, we say how much we love the Lord.
我们的心呢？却专注我们的财力，注重我们自己的利益。
But our hearts are so far away from Him. We pay attention to our own riches.
这是个矛盾的光景，对不对
？This is such a paradox.
我们来到主跟前，我们祷告的时候又流泪又哇，这个爱情的话讲了很大很多。
We speak such sweet words before the Lord, and we weep and we say we love Him.
啊，弟兄姊妹，不要误会，这个不是错的。
Don't misunderstand me. It's not wrong.
但是呢。还赶不上你遵行神的命令。
But it still cannot compare with obeying his commands.
啊，照着他的准则来行事。
We must work according to his standard.
所以你看见教父们呢、啊、
？So the church fathers.
他们为着主的那个摆上牺牲，最后那个殉道的惨烈，我们读的都非常受感动。
Yes, we're incredibly moved by how much they sacrificed for the Lord until their martyrdom.
啊，你们读过 Ignatius 他的故事
？Have you ever read the story of Ignatius?
Ignatius 他那个时候为主殉道这个多么惨烈
How tragic it was when he was martyred for the Lord
人家把他解到罗马去在路途上面用非人的待遇 来对待他
And they dealt with him as they took him to Rome
打得遍体鳞伤
They whipped him
and beat him 写了很多信
And on the way he wrote some letters
现在那些信都还存留着
And these letters that he wrote they're all still there
信里面甚至对弟兄姊妹讲
And he, in the letters, he said to his brothers and sisters,
早日到这个罗马的这个斗兽场上
he says, I want to just arrive at the Colosseum in Rome.
不等那个狮子来咬我，我把手伸到狮子口里让它咬。
He says, I'm willing just to stick my hand into the mouth of the lion already.
你看这种爱主、这种为主牺牲的情况，叫我们真的是受感动。
Because he loved the Lord so much, he was so self-sacrificial.
但是很可惜。
But sadly,
他们只不过在教会整个治理上有了一点点的偏差。
They had just a small deviation in terms of the church.
他们缺少使徒们的那种启示的眼光。
They lacked the vision of the apostles.
有些事不是按照基督的原则。
There are some things that they did not set the standard according to Christ.
你知道吗？就是因为这么一点的偏差，影响后代教会的历史是多么的严重。
Do you see how severe it was for the church in many years later because of their deviation?
他们这些教导到了第五个世纪，把整个教会变成天主教。
In the fifth century, because of their teachings, the entire church went down the road of Catholicism.
把神的儿女们中间分成神职人员和平信徒。
And they split the church between the clergy and the laity.
把整个教会带到千年的黑暗的里面。
And so the entire church was in darkness for thousands of years.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
今天 我们的结局在主面前要好。
So our end result in the Lord must be good.
我们必须学会让耶稣基督在我们的生命中在一切事物上做准则。
So then we must learn that in every single matter of our daily life, our Lord Jesus must be the standard.
青年弟兄姊妹们
Young brothers and sisters,
如果从年轻时学这个功课
If you learn this lesson from your young age,
将来等到你成长之后
Then once you are mature and grow,
在主面前会非常的丰富
You will be very abundant before the Lord.
并且呢我们能有一个美好的结局
And you will have a very good end result.
来见我们的主
To meet your Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我们要感谢主
We must thank the Lord.
主在地上曾经赐给我们有很多爱主的弟兄姊妹帮助我们作为我们的一个榜样。
The Lord has given us many brothers and sisters who love the Lord to be examples for us.
他们是值得我们效法。
And they are worth our imitation.
但是我们要像保罗说一样。
But we must be just as Paul said.
我们要效法他们，像他们效法主。
Imitate them like how they imitate the Lord.
只有耶稣基督。是昨日今日一直到永远都是一样的
Because only Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
感谢我们的主
We thank our Lord.
无论在哪个世代里面
No matter what generation,
主爱我们
The Lord loves us.
主仍就是与我们同在
And he is still with us.
也愿主激励我们
So may the Lord encourage us.
我们年长的弟兄他已经带着一个美好的结局回到主那里去
Our elderly brother with a very good end result has already met the Lord.
希望每个弟兄姊妹都能像我们的弟兄一样能有美好的结局。
We hope that every brother and sister will also have the same good end result.
我们请低头再一点祷告。
Shall we bow our head and pray?
主，我们把我们深处的敬拜归给你。
Lord, we give the deepest worship of our hearts to you.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
你爱我们。
You love us.
你不仅把你的生命赐给我们
Not only have you given us your life
也不仅差遣圣灵住在我们的里面
You have also sent the Holy Spirit to live in us
主啊你也自己作为我们的形象
And you yourself, you are our model
作为我们一切事物的标准
And you are the standard for all things
我愿我们能效法历世历代这些爱主的圣徒
And Lord, we want to imitate all the apostles of the past
在他们一生的年日里面
And all the saints in all their years
作为他们的准则
The Lord has been their standard and
凡事顺服圣灵的带领
And they have followed the leading of the Holy Spirit in all things
按照主你自己的尺寸
And they have measured everything according to the measurement of Christ
他们的成长能够彰显你自己的荣耀
So that their growth manifests your glory
今天你要在我们身上做这个荣耀的工作
And today you are doing this glorious work in us
我们求你让我们灵里的眼睛得开
We ask that you would open up the eyes of our spirit
让我们认准了只有你是绝对的标准
So that we may see that only you are the absolute standard
把我们所有一切的生活侍奉都放在你的标准之下
That in all of our life and service everything is under your measurement
主啊过去我们有错误的
In the past we made mistakes
今天求你修正我们
Today please correct us
为着摆在前头我们所要遭遇的
For all that we are to face in
front of us 让我们不离开你的准则
May we never depart from your measurement
求你引导每一个圣徒往前
Lead every saint here forward
我们感谢赞美你
We thank and praise you
主啊今天早晨你与我们众人同
This morning, your presence is with us.
我们也知道一个世代一个世代的过去。
We know that generations are passing away.
很多成熟的圣徒已经被你接回到荣耀里面。
Many mature saints have been received into glory already.
主啊，你还留我们在地上。
And you still leave us here.
你还给我们机会。
You still give us opportunity.
我们要感谢你。
So we thank you.
我们的弟兄可以离开我们。
Our brother may leave us.
主，你永不离开我们。
But you never leave us.
你的同在充满在这个地方。
Your presence fills this place.
在过去的年日。
In the past years.
我们的弟兄在这里和众圣徒一同怎样服侍荣耀你
How our brother has served and glorified you
在未来的日子
in the following years
弟兄们在这里更是同心的荣耀你的自己
we still want to glorify you
让你在这里被高举
we still want to exalt you
主啊我们知道你回来的日子非常的迫近
Lord we know that the day of your return is so near
让我们里面警醒
may we be watchful
让我们真是能做你眼中看为对的事
May we truly do the things that are right and pleasing in your eyes
让我们来奔走你所喜悦的道路
So that we will walk in the path that pleases
you 愿你荣耀你自己的圣名
And we will glorify your name
垂听我们的祷告
Hear our prayer
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
In Jesus' precious name
Amen,
Amen.